O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear. And preserve us all from unbelief. To your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you for your attention.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 65th chapters. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices. The people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh with broth of abominable things for their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay, I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they offered incense on the mountains and reviled me on the hills, I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions, thus says the Lord. As the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it, so I will do for my servant's sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there. The word of the Lord. Let us pray Psalm 22 responsively. Be not far away, O Lord. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of wild bulls.
I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
Praise the Lord, you that fear him. Stand in awe of him, O offspring of Israel. All of you of Jacob's line, give glory.
For you have not despised, nor abhorred the poor of your colony. Neither does the high
my praise is of him in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship him. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall bow before him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, the third chapter. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek, there is no longer slave or free, there is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 8th chapter. Then Jesus and his disciples arrived in the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on the land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people in the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Struggled with her demons, even that spoke to her as folks are not even that folks are teachers. He was from her family life, not just to the child, giving himself sick. Sharon's family started to go to counseling, and they started to go to church. The Christian community there surrounded that family with love and with encouragement, and Sharon continued to go to church. This story does not have a happy ending. At least not a happy ending. Transformation and renewal did not happen in Sharon's life. She died on a winter day in a hospital with a caring and presumptive caring standing by her bed, praying. Renewal and transformation that Jesus worked in that family was in the family. Her parents started to support her family. Sharon's younger sister died quiet girl. Started speaking out to take teachers in the junior high, then to the high school, talking about what a transformation and renewal had happened. Of course, they would have wanted Sharon to live well. Of course, they would have wanted God to work that miracle healing in her body. God had worked a miracle through in that family. A family that, before this time, had been isolated from one another, isolated from their community, not much interaction, very much to themselves, a sick family. And God had worked a transformation in that family. And they started to talk to him. They told that story of what God had done in the family, and what God had done. The second story. She started drinking when she was in junior high. We all drank no big deal. It was an ordinary thing. She called it even wrong. Alcohol took a hold of his eye, his mind, and his spirit. And unlike most people, she does the same thing. My father. So this is a good story to tell our daughter. At a time he was in his early 20s, he was addicted and the demon had taken control. Not only in his body with alcohol, but you know the demon is easy. So along with the addiction to alcohol and the other demons. He was like lying, screaming, disavowing, and was constant. When I was about 10 years old, my dad was working in a salesman. And he was gone on trips, mostly from Monday to Friday, traveling, doing some business. And one morning in September, I remember when I was in my mom's birthday. I phoned my early in the morning and with the news that my father had been involved in a very serious car accident. He and his passengers were in an intensive care unit in a hospital about 400 miles away from home. They all knew that the patient was driving with him that day when he was a passenger in my father's car. My dad spent the next all of the year at Colder November to the hospital in West Florida and transferred to the hospital in our hometown, the hospital, right after Thanksgiving. But before then, he signed a petition to the hospital. It's a very serious accident. But even that was not enough to help the back. By the time my father was 40 years old, he was working in a mental trailer. Alcohol, Jesus sends the man away, saying, "Return to your home and return declare how much God has done for me. So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much there is power and healing in telling the story. So spread the good news that God desires our health and our wholeness. God wants us to be free from the personal demons that plague us. God wants us to be rid of the demons that control our bodies, our minds, and our spirit. God wants us to be renewed, transformed, healthy, and holy. And we pray, come, Lord Jesus, free us.